Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
One of the greatest challenges Paul faced in his ministry was to make sure that people understood that salvation is a gift that can't be earned by works of any kind. This was a problem for both Jews and Gentiles. For Jews, they had difficulty understanding salvation apart from the law. For the Gentiles, they would understand the gospel of grace more quickly, but were often influenced by the Jews in thinking they had to keep the law in order to be saved. Consequently, Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, first addressed the Gentile community.
"And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously walked according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit now working in the disobedient."
Paul then addressed the Jewish community, including himself.
"We too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclination of our flesh and thoughts. And we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also."
Paul then addressed both Jews and Gentiles. Listen to what he said.
"But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace."
Paul then came to that great passage. Here's what he wrote. "For you're saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It's God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.